Hello and welcome to Fansportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today we have a great episode for you. We have a ton of stuff to talk about between the NBA trade deadline. Tons of stuff happened at the deadline, big moves shaking up the league. Then we'll also talk about some NBA standings, who is right now in the lead to make the playoffs and the play-in games, who's right now looking into that. Also, NHL standings, who's looking to be in the playoffs right now, as the NHL playoffs are coming soon. I believe it's in a month or two. And MLB opening day, we'll talk about those games, who could win right away on opening day, and what the season could look like. That's all coming up on Fin Sports Spin. Also, make sure to stick around for Monday or Tuesday. I'll have a podcast out with Sam, who just did an NFL mock draft with me. That wasn't my official mock draft 2.0. But it was a mock draft with Sam that we did together. But he will be back on. We will be discussing our position rankings, not the quarterback rankings, but a different position, our top 30 of that position. So make sure to stay tuned for Monday or Tuesday, where it will be out, where you can listen to. Make sure to check your podcast, wherever you get your podcast, either Anchor, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, wherever you get your podcast. For that episode to come out, it's going to be really fun. And both of us, me and Sam, have done a ton of research and a ton of watching of film. So we will be doing that on our top 30 of a certain position. I don't want to spoil it right away for you, but make sure to come back on Monday and or Tuesday for the episode to be coming out. I'm not sure which day I'll have it, but we will be doing a podcast together. Here's a quick word from my sponsor, Anchor. Hello and welcome back to Fin Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and let's get right into it. We're going to start off with the first trade of the trade deadline, JJ Redick and Nico Bellinelli going to Dallas for James Johnson, Wesley Iwundu, a 2021 second round pick, in cash. Then we got Detroit sending DeLon Wright, the starting point guard, to Sacramento, and Detroit acquiring Corey Joseph, 2024 second round picks. Then Cleveland trades JaVale McGee to Denver, Cleveland acquiring Isaiah Hartenstein, center, 2 second round picks, one in 2023 and one in 2027. Then the biggest trade of the day, Chicago trades Wendell Carter Jr., Otto Porter Jr., a 2021 and 2023 first-round pick, both top four projected, for Nikola Vucevic, Aminu, I don't know how to say his second first name, he's a power forward. Then we got another one with Orlando sending Aaron Gordon, Gary Clark to Denver for Gary Harris, RJ Hampton, a 2025 first-round pick that could go to 2026 or 2027 with the same projection. And then we have Miami acquiring the power forward from Sacramento. I don't know how to say his name. His last name is Belajinka. I don't know how to say his first name. And then Sacramento getting Maurice Harkless and Chris Silva. Portland acquires Norman Powell. Toronto gets Gary Trent Jr., Rodney Hood. Toronto also gets a future second-round pick for Matt Thomas going to Utah. Lou Williams, 2023 and 2027 second-round and cash for Rajon Rondo. Terrence Davis to Sacramento for a 2021 second-round pick of Toronto's. Golden State gets a 2025 second-round pick for Brad Wanamaker, 2022 second-round pick and cash that Brad Wanamaker is going to Charlotte. Golden State gets a future second-round pick. Houston trades Victor Oladipo to Miami for Avery Bradley, Kenny Olynyk, and a 2022 first-round pick. Golden State acquires Cody Lannon for Marquise Chris and cash. Then a three-team trade. We're coming down to the last three trades. Boston acquires Mo Wagner and Luke Cornett. Mortiz Wagner from Washington, and then Luke Cornett from Chicago. Washington gets two Chicago players, Chandler Hutchinson and Daniel Gafford. And Chicago gets Washington's Troy Brown Jr. And Boston gets, Chicago gets Boston's Daniel Theis and $1.3 million and $250,000. Then we got the Celtics acquiring Evan Fournier, Orlando acquiring a 2025 second-round pick, Jeff Teague in a 2027 second-round pick. And then our final one, a three-team trade, having the Knicks acquiring Amir Pazic, two 2024 second-round picks, Terrence Ferguson, Vincent Poirier, Philadelphia 76ers acquire Ignas Porzingis and George Hill. Oklahoma City Thunder acquire two second-round picks, one in 2026 and one in 2025, and Austin Rivers and Tony Bradley. So both players going to the Thunder. That was the trade deadline for you. Very active and a ton of trades happening. My favorite was the Orlando Bulls trade because that was one that will shake up the league really much. And then we go over, let's look at the standings right now in the NBA. We had some games yesterday. I believe players that got traded could start playing yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, because I was watching the Wizards and they got Daniel Gafford playing. I didn't see Chandler Hutchinson, but that's what makes me think that players that got traded could play. I will look at some of the other teams to see if their players they traded for were able to play. Yes, some of the traded players were able to play yesterday if their games were yesterday. But let's go to the standings more importantly. The 76ers are the king of the East right now, followed by the Nets, Bucks, and Hornets. And Knicks. I am surprised I would ever say the Knicks and the Hornets are in the top five of the East. I'm just being honest. I am so surprised that I even said that. Both teams, obviously, not the greatest teams of all time. But they're on the upswing. LaMelo Ball, I'm surprised the Hornets are still playing because LaMelo Ball is out for the season, I believe, with a wrist injury. They're at least probably resting him for the playoffs. Then the last worst three teams in the East include the Pistons, the Magic, and the Wizards. The Magic right now are three games back, it looks like, from the 15th spot, the worst in the East, while the Wizards are 4.5 games away from being the worst in the East, which has to feel a little bit good because you don't want to be the worst. Then we go over to the Western Conference with the Jazz, Suns, Clippers, Lakers, and Nuggets, all the top of the Western Conference. The Lakers are number 2 or 3 in the Western Conference, falling behind with stars LeBron James and Anthony Davis both out. Also, I forgot to say, Andre Drummond most likely to sign with the Lakers, so watch out for the Lakers when AD and LeBron come back. Also, LaMarcus Aldridge signs with the Nets after both players being bought out by their teams. Worst three teams right now in the West are the Timberwolves, Rockets, and Thunder. Right now, the Rockets are 2.5 games better than the Timberwolves. And then the Thunder are sitting really far, 8.5 games from being the worst team. So I guess they're going to need to lose a lot, and the Timberwolves are going to have to win a lot. But the Thunder are coming back, which is good. They're one game away from the 12th spot from the Pelicans. So that's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. That's the NBA standings for you. NHL standings. We got the Lightning right now, Steven Stamkos and the team sitting at the best team in the NHL right now. Or not in the NHL, but sitting as the best team right now in the Central Division. Followed by the Hurricanes. Right now they're one game better than the Hurricanes, Lightning, that is. Panthers sitting at number three, followed by the Blackhawks, Predators, and Blue Jackets. Worst two teams in the Central Division right now are the Red Wings and Stars. Both teams are not playing at the top of their level. The Red Wings have 26 points right now, which is not very good. The Sabres, then we go over to the Eastern Division. The Sabres are the worst right now with 16 points, which is not very good. Capitals sitting at the top of the Eastern Conference with 48 points, tied with the Islanders at number two. Then we got the Penguins, Bruins, and Flyers right close to there. Rangers and Devils then round out the rest of the Eastern Division. Right now, the Devils and Rangers sitting at 28 points and 34 points. Rangers are the better team right now. Sitting at 26 points, the Ducks are the worst in the Western Division. And sitting at 47 points, the Golden Knights are the best in the West Division. Avalanche following with 46 points. Both teams are possibly a Stanley Cup contender. Honestly, both teams are Stanley Cup contenders, the Golden Knights and Avalanche, that is. Followed by the Wild, Blues, and Coyotes. Kings and Sharks both round out the worst of the division. Then at the bottom of the Northern Division, which is basically the Canadian Division because it's all filled with Canadian teams, the Ottawa Senators have 28 points. Maple Leafs, Jets, Oilers at the top, with the Maple Leafs leading by 2 points at 46 points, Jets at 44. Oilers, then we got Canadiens, Flames, and Canucks rounding out the rest of the division. Today for NHL, you got the Rangers and Capitals. That's got to be a good game to watch. Ducks, Blues, Red Wings, Blue Jackets, Devils versus Bruins could be a good one. PK Subban versus the Bruins will be a good one. Stars, Panthers, and Predators, Blackhawks. Predators used to be good, so I can't really say that's going to be a good matchup. But that is the games for today and some of the matchup insight for today. Then let's go over to the MLB. We got opening day coming up soon. On opening day, we got a ton of games, like a ton of them coming up for opening day. Last year, opening day wasn't as big as this. But the first game is George Springer playing with his new teams, taking on Aaron Judge and the Yankees. That game it is going to be at 1:05 p.m. That game Thursday is when April 1st is for the new season for MLB. So the Yankees take on the Blue Jays. That one, great matchup. The Blue Jays are just getting better by the day. Tigers take on Indians right after at 1:10 p.m. Tigers, another team that's getting better after having so many horrible seasons. Then we got the Orioles taking on the Red Sox. Can't believe I'm saying this, but this is going to be a good game. Orioles coming back. Trey Mancini having a great comeback after he was out for personal reasons, for last season. Red Sox coming back, no Mookie Betts, no nobody on that outfield. That is good. They have a ton of young talent, so watch out Red Sox Orioles at 2:10 p.m. Eastern time. Then we got Twins taking on Brewers. The Brewers, I am going to watch that because the Brewers are getting better too. Christian Yelich, he's a great player to watch out for. They also signed Colton Wong and Jackie Bradley Jr. this offseason. Big moves by the Brewers. That game's at 2:10 p.m. Eastern time, followed by the Cubs, Pirates. Pirates not playing at the best of their abilities, but this game's at 2:20 p.m. Eastern time. Braves, Phillies, that one is going to be a big one to watch out for. Ozzie Albies, Ronald Acuna, I believe is his name, for the Braves. Phillies, Bryce Harper, all of them. That's going to be a great matchup at 3:05 p.m. Eastern time. Rays, Marlins finally coming back. And that's the debut of the first women manager ever in the MLB, meaning like And if you don't know what the manager is for MLB, it's basically the head coach almost. So the Marlins have the first woman manager that's going to be leading this team against the Rays. This one, the Rays, spring training hasn't been the best, but they are still coming out strong. Very good team to watch out for. Randy Arozarena of the Rays. Reds take on Cardinals. Oh, by the way, the Marlins and this Reds games are at 4:10 p.m. Eastern time. Reds lose Trevor Bauer, but the Cardinals adding a big player to their team. This is going to be an interesting matchup to watch, so get ready for it. The Cardinals added Nolan Arenado. Speaking of Nolan Arenado's former team, the Rockies, also at 4:10 Eastern time, playing the Dodgers, who have Price coming back, David Price, and Trevor Bauer, all Cy Young winners on this team. Crazy good team. Then we got the Padres, Diamondbacks. We got Fernando Tatis. He is going to be back this year. We'll see if he can do any better. And Royals, Rangers, all these games, the Marlins, Rays games, Marlins, Rays, yeah, Reds, Cardinals, Dodgers, Rockies, Padres, Diamondbacks, and Royals, and Rangers, all at 4:10 p.m. Eastern time. Then we got the Mets taking on the Nationals at 7:09 p.m. Eastern time. I believe that's probably 7:10 p.m. Eastern time. It just says 7:09 p.m. Eastern time. But the Mets taking on the Nationals. This one, Kyle Schwarber is a big addition to the Nationals this year. Mets adding very good talent in Francisco Lindor this offseason. Failed to get Trevor Bauer, but they are back in business. Then 10:05 p.m. Eastern time, White Sox taking on the Angels. White Sox, they have been getting better this season. It's going to be a great team to watch out for this season at 10:05 p.m. Eastern time. The A's take on the Astros at 10:07 p.m. Eastern time. That game is going to be another good one to watch. And the Giants take on the Mariners at 10:10 p.m. Eastern time. That game, that is the games for the MLB. So hopefully I catch you up all to date for the trades in the NBA standings, NHL standings, and MLB. Hopefully that helped a little. Also, make sure to come back Monday or Tuesday because I'm going to have a podcast with Sam coming out. So make sure to go check that out. And thank you so much for watching. I'm Tyler Finberg. Until next time.